Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
And Maura.
And we're here at Hewlett's English Learning Podcast.
Don't forget to visit our website. If you don't know what it is, it's Hewlett's.com. That's C-U-L-I-P-S.com.
Yes, and when you're there, you can learn how to become a member. And become a member, I would strongly recommend it, because when you're a member, you have access to the learning materials for each episode. And in the learning materials, you have a complete transcript, detailed explanations, and even a quiz.
And if you're on Facebook and Twitter, come on over and say hi. We might just say hi back.
Yes, and if you have any questions, that's a great place to leave a question for us.
So today we are going to do a Chatterbox episode, and that is where Harp and I chat. We chat about all different kinds of topics of interest. Sometimes we interview people, but today we are going to talk about
relaxing.
Just saying the word makes me want to sit back in my chair and put my hands behind my head.
Maura, snap out of it. We got work to do here.
So today we're going to talk about relaxing and what people do in their free time when they're not working.
Yep. So we're going to start with talking about some vocabulary that we use when we're talking about relaxing and when we talk about free time.
And then we're going to also share with you what people do in Canada when they're relaxing, and specifically what Harp and I like to do in our free time.
Exactly. And then we're going to talk about the ultimate relaxation when you go on a vacation.
That is definitely a time to relax.
Yep. So let's get started. Let's talk about some vocabulary related to relaxing.
You know, all of the vocabulary that we use to talk about relaxing is really relaxed. I just feel relaxed saying the words.
Yeah, I agree.
So one of the first ones is to chill or chilling.
Yep. So to chill is when you relax, when you're not doing anything special or important. You're just doing nothing usually.
Yeah, you're just chilling. And that's something that's interesting to note too, is because this word is so relaxing, often people don't even say the G on the end. They just say, I'm chillin'.
Exactly.
So it's a word that is most often used by people who are a bit younger, but really anybody can chill.
Yeah, exactly. You could chill on the weekend or in the evening.
Yeah. Oh, I like chillin'.
Me too.
You can also hang out.
Exactly. It's the same thing. You're just relaxing. There's nothing special that you're doing. You're not doing some work. You're not doing any homework. You're just hanging out.
Yep. I remember using this expression a lot when I was a teenager. And I would specifically use it to talk about spending time with friends. So I would say, I'm going to go hang out with my friend Nicole. Or I'm going to go hang out with my friend Holly. It was just a way to talk about spending time with a friend and not doing anything important.
Yeah, exactly. You could be doing anything. You could just be talking and gossiping the whole time, but you're just hanging out with friends.
Yep. Just hanging out, chilling, and taking it easy.
Yeah, taking it easy for sure. And again, when you're taking it easy, you're not doing anything difficult. You're not doing anything hard. You're just relaxing.
Right. And just like I said with chilling, you can also drop the G on hanging out and taking it easy. We often don't pronounce that G at the end just because we're so relaxed and our mouths are so relaxed. We don't even care to pronounce the words properly.
Yeah, we don't want to say all the letters. We don't want to pronounce all the letters. So we just say chilling, hanging out.
And take it easy is often used when people are leaving or saying goodbye to each other. One person will say to the other person, take it easy, which really means relax, I hope you're not having any stress at the moment. I hope you're just relaxing and having a good time.
Yeah, getting some rest for sure. Another expression that I use when I want to say that I'm just relaxing or taking it easy is I say I'm just going to put my feet up and relax.
Right, because the classic position to take if you're relaxing is to put your feet up. That could be on your couch or on your bed, or if you're in a hammock, maybe your feet are above as well.
Exactly, because when your feet are up, you're not walking and doing work. You're relaxing. You're lying down.
Right, and if you're doing a lot of work, often your feet hurt because you've been walking around and doing things. But if your feet are up, then you're really just sitting back with no place to go. You're not standing. You're not walking around. You're laying down. You're taking it easy. You're getting a little R&R.
R&R, that's another good expression with relaxing.
Right. R&R stands for rest and relaxation. So instead of saying all of that, you just say the R. So R for rest and R for relaxation. R and R. But we say it so fast, it almost sounds like one word.
R&R.
Right. Getting a little R&R this weekend.
Yeah, exactly. So when you're getting some rest and relaxation, you say you're getting some R&R.
And it really is important to get some R&R from time to time because people are busy. We're always busy, but you got to make time to take it easy.
Definitely. I think that brings us to our next topic. How do you rest and relax, Maura? What do people do normally in North America?
Well, a lot of people, when they're finished work for the day and they've come home and they've made dinner and they've done all the stuff they need to do, they watch some television. And I'm definitely a fan of that at the end of the night because by the time I've done a full day's work, made my dinner, and done some other chores around the house, I'm tired. And so it's hard to do anything else other than sit back and veg out.
Yeah, exactly. I like to watch TV as well because you don't have to think too much. Just relax, veg out in front of the TV.
And because of the internet and websites where you can watch television shows, now when you sit down, you always have something to watch and you can plan to look forward to a certain television episode any night of the week. It's really convenient.
It is. You know, I don't actually have a TV right now. I just watch everything on my computer.
Me too. And I love it.
Me too.
So that's one thing that we both do, and I would say is pretty Canadian of us. Most people like to come home and watch TV. But one thing that's different, many Canadians, I would say most Canadians still have a television and watch television directly on their TV.
Yeah, I agree, but more and more people are starting to watch TV on their computers.
So after I've watched TV and I go to bed, I do like to read. If I have a really great book, then I find the energy to keep reading it.
I know, and that's sometimes a problem for me because I have a hard time putting a good book down. So if I start reading when I'm in bed and I'm about to go to sleep, sometimes I'm not tired anymore and I keep reading and then I don't go to sleep when I want and then I'm tired the next day. I'm a little bit of a bookworm.
Yeah, reading is a great way to spend free time. But unfortunately, I have to say, I think most Canadians watch more TV than they read.
Yeah, I think I probably read more than I watch TV, but I'm not normal, I don't think, for that.
Yes, you're weird and strange.
Exactly. But to me, it's the most relaxing thing I can do. I love reading.
So what about on the weekends? What do you do on the weekends, Harp?
I like to hang out with friends, you know, maybe have dinner together, something where you're just relaxing and talking. Sometimes people come over or I go to my friend's house. To me, that's really relaxing.
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes a certain friend makes dinner at their place, and then the next time it's at your place. So you're just really getting together in a comfortable atmosphere to spend time with friends.
Yeah, exactly. I also sometimes like to get out of the city on the weekend.
Definitely. To go away from where it's busy and to get a little bit closer to nature.
Yeah, and being in Montreal, I find we're so lucky. There are so many beautiful places we can go that are close to the city, but that you really feel like you're in the middle of nature.
It's true. If you drive out of the city, even for just 20 minutes, you find suddenly that you're surrounded by forests. And if you go north, even mountains.
Yeah. So I like to get out of the city, sometimes maybe rent a cabin, or even just for the day, go and take a picnic.
Yeah, I think that's pretty popular with a lot of people. On the weekend, they want to get away, even if it's just for one night, to a place that's a little bit different.
Exactly. What about you? What do you like to do on the weekends when you're resting and relaxing?
When the weather's nice, I really like to go on hikes. So, like we said, you're out of the city and you can still do something active. So even though it's relaxing, I guess I'm not really resting because I'm still doing something physical.
Yes, but something very enjoyable and you feel great after.
Exactly. It's not stressful at all.
You know, a thing that I'm noticing more and more people doing on the weekends when they're resting is, again, getting out of the city or sometimes even in the city, but going to a spa.
You're right. That has become more and more popular. And part of the reason I think it's become popular is because it's so relaxing. I've only done it once, but after a couple hours, you really feel like a zombie because you're just so relaxed and you're just wandering around, going in a hot tub or going in a sauna or sitting in a comfy chair. You just feel so zoned out.
Yeah, I know. You know, I've only gone once in the city. This year, in the winter, I've decided I'm for sure going to go up north and go to a spa where you have the cold baths and the hot baths and you go outside and it's supposed to be amazing.
Yeah, those kind of things used to be especially popular with females where they might also go and get some kind of massage. But especially in the last couple years, they've gotten really popular for men and women to go to. So they're springing up all over the place.
Yeah, for sure.
So those are some of the ways that Harp and I, and also many Canadians, like to relax or spend our free time.
Let's go on to our next topic, Maura, about the ultimate relaxation.
Right. So we've been talking about how people relax and what we do in our free time when we're able to finally relax. Sometimes we're so busy that even on the weekends or after work is done during the week, you still don't really have time to relax because there's so many things to take care of. So maybe you need a vacation in order to find some time to relax.
Yeah, a lot of people are working more overtime or they have chores at home and they just don't have that time to rest. So they need to take some time off and take a vacation.
Yeah, they have to book some time to get some serious R&R.
Yeah, definitely.
So this can happen really at any time during the year. It's pretty popular for people to take a week off and go to another country and spend some time at a resort.
Yep, I did that this year in February. I went down to Mexico for a week. I went to an all-inclusive resort and it was amazing.
I think one of the things that makes all-inclusive resort vacations so popular is that everything is arranged for you. So it really is relaxing because you don't have the stress of trying to plan out a vacation. Everything is arranged. You just buy the ticket and you go.
Exactly. They have restaurants there. It's all included. You can go and eat whenever you want. There's usually quite a few different types of restaurants. There's beaches, there's pools, there's activities if you want to do. Everything's there. You don't have to think about it.
Yeah, so people take these vacations at any time throughout the year. But we also just finished one of the peak seasons for vacations in Canada, and that is in the summer.
Yep. And if you're all regular Q-Lips listeners, you know that Maura took quite a long vacation and went on a big road trip.
Right. So it's the perfect time to take a vacation in Canada because the weather is nice. And we do have warm summers, but Canada is a place that gets quite cold. So when it's the summer, people like to travel. The other reason that summer vacations are popular is because the students are not in school. So if you have a family and you want to travel with your children, this is the time when it makes sense to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, it's warm and we have nice summers, so people want to take advantage of that and maybe go camping or maybe go visit a different city in Canada or in the U.S.
You know, it's really interesting where the idea of a vacation came from, because nowadays we take it for granted because people are always going on vacation.
Yeah, because in Canada, and I believe in most parts of the U.S., most people have 2 weeks of vacation. Many people have more, but that's the standard. So, like you said, most people do go on vacation now, but it's a pretty new idea.
Yeah. In the past, when people talked about vacation, a summer vacation meant for teachers and students, because those are the only people who really got a vacation at that time. But historically, vacations were for people who were wealthy and had a lot of money and could afford to take vacations. And slowly over the years, this trickled down to the majority of the population. So now, most Canadians take a vacation at least once or twice a year.
Yeah. And not everyone goes somewhere. Oftentimes they do a staycation, which is where they just stay at home and relax and do nothing.
Right. Not everyone has the money to go away. So if you don't, a good alternative is to still take time off work and relax, but stay at home.
Exactly.
And that can be the perfect place to relax because you have all of your movies and you have your computer so you can watch TV there. You can read. You can hang out with friends. All of that stuff that you like to do in your free time normally, you can do it all week long.
Exactly. Now, all this talk of rest and relaxation, Maura, I need to go relax.
I know. It really makes me think about how important it is. And makes me want to take a little nap.
Yeah, I need to go chill.
Definitely. So, let's go over what we talked about one more time.
All right. Well, we started with talking about some different vocabulary used to talk about relaxing.
Right. We talked about chilling and hanging out.
And taking it easy.
Yep. And we also talked about putting your feet up to relax.
Exactly. And then we talked about some things that we like to do and what a lot of people in North America like to do to rest and relax.
And then we talked about the ultimate way to relax, which is to not work. And that is to go on vacation. Even if you stay at home, if you're relaxing, you're probably not at work. Harp, have you ever heard of someone who is relaxing at work?
They're probably not working very hard and might lose their jobs.
That's right.
That's it for us today. Let's go chill, Maura.
Yes.
But always, like usual, check out our website, culips.com. That's culips.com.
And if you're on Facebook, let us know how you chill in your country. Maybe there's a way that you relax that we don't know about. And I would like to know, because if there's a new way to relax, I'd like to try it.
Me too.
We'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy.
Bye.